Have you ever felt an intense energy in your body that you didn't know how to process? Maybe your emotions were feeling extra heightened. Or you felt super drained, needing more energy? Today, we're going to help you regain your energy and emotional calm. Welcome to Holistic Hope, the podcast show that uncovers the secrets to health that you've been searching for. I'm your host, Amanda Cuter. Welcome to Holistic Hope Podcast. Today, I'm so excited to introduce Frances Starr Graham. She is a certified Qigong instructor specializing in sound healing, chronic pain, mental health challenges, and autoimmune conditions in relation to our energy bodies. She works in the shamanic energy fields and high self connections through her quantum healing modalities. She is a published author, private vegan chef, and intuitive guide. Her life mission is to support others in their quest for ultimate self-care through sound, movement, and balanced happiness and harmony. Welcome to the show, Frances.
Hello, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
It is so good to see you again. For those who don't know, Frances is what I like to call my mentor, my guide, and my big sister.
Yay, little sister.
It is so amazing how I met Frances. I was not long had I lived in America. I think I was here for about a year and a half. And my friend introduced me to a vegan donut shop that just opened up. And so we went there for brunch one morning, and across from the donut shop was a healing center and a crystal shop. So my girlfriend and I decided to go check out the crystals afterwards. And with a few visits of going to this healing center, I eventually met Frances during an intuitive development class. And we became friends. And then Frances kept introducing me to this modality. I didn't know why or how, but I felt so good after we would do some practice exercises. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. It is called Qigong. And I want Frances to introduce herself and how she found Qigong. Frances, how did you find Qigong?
Yes, my journey started about 8 years ago. I actually have been driving by, I think it's Body and Brain Centers. They're all over the nation. It's like a Tao version of Qigong. So Tao versus the Tao, which is another version of Qigong and Tai Chi. So I was just literally ignoring my intuition, which kept telling me to stop by the center. And it was very close to my house. No excuses of why I couldn't go. I just was ignoring it. For the third year in a row, I decided, you know what? That's it. I'm just going to walk in and see what these Looney Tunes are about. Because they did look a little weird, you know, and they were moving and tapping their body. And I was like, okay, you know, I know there's some reason to be here. So I'm just going to give it a try, right? We all try different practices, exercises, maybe meditations, hoping that we can get a little bit of release in our, you know, our body in some way, right? Or our mind. So I walked in, took my first class. I definitely did not get over them being weird. I was really weirded out the whole time. So all I know is that I was feeling better. You know, I had been very sick for many years. And so I eventually just stuck with it. I had never stuck with any kind of energy practice consistently my whole life. I had done many different types of yoga. I always stuck to yoga, but I just never got such a full body and mind and spirit kind of renewal as the Qigong practice. So I, from there, learned how to heal my 5 autoimmune diseases and eventually became a teacher.
I love that. And we're definitely going to be talking about the healing benefits of Qigong soon. So one of the questions that when I'm talking to people about Qigong, because I love telling people about your classes, that I do it. I'm always trying to get people to join your classes. And some people ask me, well, one, what does Qigong even mean?
Yes, I love that. So QI or KI, depending on the language being used, is your energy. And qi flows through your body and we take it in a certain way and we use it up a certain way. So qi gong is, so it's vital life force energy. So it's basically qigong is a moving meditation.
I love that. Last night, your Thursday night classes, can I just say, when you end with the meditation as well, I almost always fall asleep. I love them. They're my Thursday nights are my favorite nights for a good night rest. And where did qigong come from?
Basically, it came from martial arts several thousand years ago in the Eastern world. You know, we're in the Western world. So I love bringing that Eastern medicine and world here into the Western environment because we're just lacking this type of really good energy practice. So it came from, originated from martial arts, and they were all practicing their martial arts. And they realized that some of the movements they were doing with martial arts were actually benefiting their health. And so then that's when it branched off and created qigong and tai chi.
So awesome. Yeah, so people often ask me, you know, when I ask them about, you know, have you heard of qigong? They say no. And I ask them, have they heard of tai chi? And they say yes. You kind of briefly touched on this, but how do you explain what the difference is between qigong and tai chi?
I don't think the difference is much to the general public. When you get into being trained and you're logging hours of trying to be a qigong master, which I have not yet, but I have several hundred hours logged, is the difference between the two is qigong is more of certain flow movements that are specifically standing meditations that are movements. Tai chi is moving your body and a little bit more like left to right and front to forward. And qigong is more of a standing posture, although qigong can be more like tai chi too. So there's not enormous difference. I think tai chi is probably more advanced qigong is a good way to describe it.
I love that. What did you find? You mentioned earlier that you healed from 5 autoimmune diseases. And when you told me that, because you know at the time I met you, I had pretty much got myself into remission from Hashimoto's myself. Mm-hmm. But we always have to stay on top of these things, right? If we don't stay on top of a healthy body, these things will rear their ugly little heads again. Mm-hmm. And so when you told me, you know, you had Hashimoto's and this was really benefit, what do you find are the biggest benefits physically for qigong? And, you know, how often would you tell people to practice this?
Well, yeah. So I think it's about being connected with yourself and understanding that you can self-heal. Okay. So I would recommend someone doing qigong from 6 to 12 months before they see the real results, because we have layers of old stagnant energy in our body that we have to get through before we can get to the inner self-healing part of us. And that's what people don't understand. We live in a society that is instant gratification. Give it to me now. I want it done next week. Let's hurry this up. Let's schedule this to get done. It doesn't work that way. Okay. It took us this long to get into sickness or get into disease. You know, we don't need to own the sickness and disease, but we're still, our body, our physical body is still there. So that's what qigong teaches. It teaches that is once you have that strong foundational structure of a body, that's that physical body, you can then work on your heart, your mind, your soul, everything else in your body.
And when you say your mind, so when I finally started coming to your qigong classes, it was more because I wanted to make sure that I kept my thyroid strong. I didn't want to have another flare up. And mm-hmm. Also, we were talking about the benefits of qigong for scoliosis.
Yes.
And what I didn't realize what was going to happen was how much it would help me emotionally. So I think it was fair to say I was probably still grieving the loss of my mom. And I feel it emotional today because it's Easter Sunday when we're recording this podcast and that's the anniversary of her passing. So what I didn't know was how much this would help me emotionally. And my husband saw that in me as well. How Why is that?
Well, what happens is when we have a structure, it's a pyramid. Okay, we have the bottom part of the triangle is our physical body. The center of it is our heart. And the top of that little tip of the triangle is our brain. Okay, I love to describe it this way because it has to work in that order. We have to have a strong physical body, a strong heart, and a calm, smaller mind. What happens is most of us have overthinking going on 24/7. We're thinking about stuff that doesn't belong there. We have so much mental clutter. We are worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. We dwell on things that are caused in the past. The things that we're focusing on in the past is depression. Things we're worried about on the future is anxiety. And we're just all messed up because the brain is the catalyst to messing that up, throws off our emotional body, which is attached to our heart, that throws off our physical body. And so instead of having that beautiful triangle and pyramid, we have a messed up shape that doesn't belong in our existence.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I had that messed up shape when I came to see you. It was just really fascinating. I love the tapping that we do. Mm-hmm. I find so much value in when you're getting us to, you know, tap on different areas. Like last night, we were tapping in the liver points in our inner leg and just finding like different points that we're tapping on. And then, you know, I'm always so wondering, oh, what is that specific point that's hurting? So we might be doing like half of our leg from the knee down, but knowing that there were specific points that were more sensitive than others, and then really going, oh, I need to look up that meridian later and find out what that was. And, oh, is there an oil I can use to put over it while I'm tapping it? And
absolutely.
And then like, what's the affirmation I need to say to help me overcome and tap this out? What is there like a part of your body that you're always working on whenever you're wanting to do Qigong that you find the most beneficial, maybe especially for people with like autoimmune?
Yeah. So a thing that us who are familiar with, you know, experiencing the autoimmune conditions, most people don't just have one. Some people have one, but a lot of people have multiple ones they don't even know about in their body because of their whole DNA and system being having kind of havoc being wrecked upon its, you know, working functions, right? So I like to always make sure people are grounded. Now, we hear this term all the time, but really in Qigong, it's specific movements made to ground our body. And I'll describe one of those movements for those listeners that can't see us right now. We put our hands to our side, we gather the energy, then we go to the top of the crown and we push the energy down, down, down to our lower dantian, which is our lower belly. And we do that movement at least 3 to 9 times to clear energy, to reset our energy. And when our emotions are under control, our brain isn't overactive. That's when the body can heal. And we are grounding ourselves with movements like that. You can double tap the lower belly, which body and brain teaches, or you can put your feet in the soil and then do sinking your chi movement. So sinking your chi is S-Y-N-C-I-N-G, your, and then C-H-I. If you research that video, just sinking your chi, it's a wonderful way to be grounded in your body so you can go into those healing processes.
Sinking my chi is definitely, that was probably one of the very first moves I remember you teaching me, like during our classes. So we would shake it all out. Actually, can we talk about the shake it all out movement?
Oh yeah, it's my favorite. I do it every day, actually multiple times a day, depending on the day. So it's called release of 10,000 sicknesses. So what you do is you stand and you vibrate your body and you shake your arms, you shake your tail feather, you shake your whole body as you're in a standing position. And you're vibrating and you're shaking. And those who are at office jobs, I highly recommend they do that 1 minute every 30 minutes. Because when you're sitting stagnant at your laptop, you're getting neck issues. You have so much old, dead energy, stagnant energy in your body that needs to be revived. If you're wanting to renew your energy, if you're wanting to stay healthy, you always want to do that move, release of 10,000 sicknesses.
Yeah, it's really fun. If I ever see my husband, if he's in a state where he's trying to process so much information and he's feeling overwhelmed and stressed, I will get him to just pause for a minute and I'll get him to do that. I'll get him to like shake his body with me and then get him to like sink his chi, which, you know, I was blessed. I have been able to take him to a few of your classes, Francis. He definitely has a lot of resistance in releasing things, but when I was able to get in there, you know, we see the benefits, you know, in him, and he definitely saw the benefits in me. So he was very supportive, actually, you know, me coming to your classes and continuing on that journey, and also being in your private program where we spent about a year really working on helping my scoliosis and my thyroid and all the things that would come up. Actually, I want to take this moment to talk about your program. If people are wondering how can Qigong work for them, like being in a program with you, and before we would meet, you would, you know, message me and ask, you know, what is it that you're wanting to work on right now, and having that ability, what sort of things have you seen with working with clients on a one-on-one program?
Well, first of all, my program, what it's about, I'll just tell you the very basics of what it does. It's really not hard to understand. I made it simple for the reason for, you know, people who are very busy, successful, multitaskers, they have children. It doesn't really matter who they are. And I have clients all over the United States right now. And I do a virtual program. So people who live locally, if they want to come see me periodically here at my home healing studio, they can definitely do this movement, the movements with me in person. But what it does is I meet with them one-on-one for 1 hour every 3 weeks virtually. And then we, based on what they're going through in their life and me also introducing them to the beginning fundamentals of Qigong, we put together a 10-minute practice for them to learn and do every single day. Of course, when they get more into it, it gets more challenging. We skip days. We incorporate other movements that are not videos for them to do. And we just really customize this program. A lot of the people in this program stay in the program from 6 to 12 months. And the ones that live locally are required to do a sound tuning for healing with me every 8 weeks. So there's two components to it. A Qigong component, which is very customized, and a sound component, which I feel works perfectly along with the Qigong practice.
Let's talk about tuning forks, because I still get my 8-weekly tuning fork session. In fact, I just had one. Was that 2 weekends ago now at your tuning fork clinic?
Yes.
Francis, I get the privilege to come in and teach a 30-minute segment during Francis's academy, and then I got to stay and have a wonderful student work on me. That was amazing. But for people who have never heard about tuning forks, can you I don't know if you have any near you. I know mine are in my living area at the moment. But what are tuning forks, and how does that work?
That's a great question. Tuning forks there's thousands of them you can purchase, but I pretty much stick to the same 20, even though I have about 80. And what they do is they tune and balance the chakras, and they also tune, balance, and clear and cleanse the whole electromagnetic field of the body, which is 6 feet from the body. So there's several layers to the electromagnetic field responsible for many things in a person's life. Not just their past lives, not just their spirituality, but their physical body, their brain, everything. And one of those areas of someone's electromagnetic field is clogged, then it can affect anything they're doing. It can be literally their enemy unless that gets cleared. So I clear that through sound. I balance people's chakras. I bring in their guides, their angels, and we work on things based on what they tell me to do. So if somebody comes in with a health issue, a chronic health issue, stage 4 cancer, post breast cancer surgery, MS, I've worked with all these types of people. when we're doing sound, I always hear back from them that either their cancer's gone, stage four, has happened many times. They recovered quickly from their chemotherapy. They don't need quick chemotherapy. They get to quit it immediately. They have neurological issues in their body or autoimmune or severe diseases. And their symptoms go down by 50% after their fourth session. We have just many, many miracles that happen through the power of sound being put into your human biofield.
And you don't need to be in person with you to experience the amazing powers of a tuning fork session.
No, I also do a very powerful remote quantum healing session as I'm using the forks, connecting with a person remotely in any area of the world. And I can still have a very powerful session with that person. Another thing I do is I intuitively find sound practitioners near where someone lives. And that's been very beneficial too. But the remote healings I do are on another plane, and they're doing the same thing I do in my sessions to facilitate that sound and that healing process in individuals.
What a blessing for people to be able to experience that healing, even if they can't come to you, you know, here locally in Mesa, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. And I love the messages. Actually, one of my favorite parts is with the tuning forks is not only how good I feel physically and emotionally afterwards, but what I think is very unique about getting a tuning fork session from Frances is when you do get messages from my guides or, you know, my guardians, my spirits, I don't know what to call it. But I love it when you get these messages for me. It just really helps me on a more spiritual soul healing level.
Yes, I love to. Actually, it's just like I am more than, my gratitude is just so intense when I get to connect and meet people's spiritual beings. It may be someone, one of their family members that crossed over, maybe somebody in their ancestry from, like, you know, 200 years ago. I just feel so blessed because in that process, I'm able to see other worlds and just help them, you know, really cope in their earthly body in this world through those communications. So it's definitely just a great experience for both of us, actually, not just the receivee, but me as a practitioner.
It's such a blessing. So much gratitude for you to be able to do this. So, and then you use essential oils as well when you're doing your sessions with people. What have
yes.
you noticed?
Well, thanks to Miss Amanda, I would have never, I mean, I used oils before and I used a high quality oil before, but now that I am actually educated on the fact that I don't need to just do this kit, I have endless opportunities of oils to use. And they're not just used for people's health issues, which I use them all the time on clients for health issues, but they're used to raise the frequency. So when I take my tuning fork, I take a crystal and I take an oil and I combine those three different aspects of frequency, it magnifies the frequency and then increases the healing even more. It's essential oils are a must. And I've also got into making my own cleansing and clearing sprays with 30 essential oils in them. I just started adding rose water to it as well. And I just love the feeling of I get this floral energy. I get aspects of the plants that are in the oils that come into the sessions as well, because they're part of the frequency of magnifying this whole, you know, experience.
What an amazing opportunity to have all these different healing frequencies that you can use to work with people. So if we were taking somebody, so say they came to you and they just feel like their health is a mess. And this is all, like, the healing journey is so much to process.
It totally is.
And people just don't know, okay, what am I starting with? Do I start with the Qigong? Do I start with the tuning forks? Like, where do I start? We haven't even touched on what an amazing chef you are and the cookbook you released last year. Do you have a copy of that in front of you?
Not in front of me. No, I thought about bringing it, but I thought about bringing it, but I didn't want to like stack another thing onto our session.
Because we also talk, like you and I, like we, okay, one, we're both vegan. So we love going and having lunch at like local vegan restaurants and also supporting the community as well. But then we also talk about, you know, so everything is vibrational, everything is an energy. So we do our Qigong, tuning forks, essential oils, use our crystals. And then we also like to talk about like the frequencies and healing benefits of food. You and I are always talking about everything, like all of these things. Like there isn't just one thing we do. And that's like a huge message that I try to get through to people of all the different things that you can do. So, okay, so someone's coming to you and they're like, I feel physically a mess. I feel emotionally a mess. Like where, just to help them be able to kind of organize this in their mind, I guess, where should they start? What would be the questions that you would want to start asking them on and like to take them on their healing journey?
I like to just get acquainted with people so I can connect with their energy and find out if I'm the right person to help them or not. Okay. That's the first stage in our process of helping someone. I think that's important for all of us practitioners to know I know you're the aficionado of oils, but you know, we all have our role, right? And we are not for everyone. So I am grateful that the universe has provided me people I'm supposed to be aligned with almost every time. And it works like that. But there are times where I'm like, oh, I need to put this with someone else. But I would say that let's work on that energy first. Let's do the Qigong first. Let's do that for at least a period of 3 months before we delve into any other work. And then also just tweaking the nutritional habits very slightly. Remember, 80% of our whole qi energy in our body is made up of water and our food nourishment, right? And if we're not drinking the right water, eating the right foods, we only have 20% of our whole physical body that we can work on as far as our qi energy. And that doesn't really help us a lot, only working on a little small aspect of our whole body. So that's where I would start with people is Qigong.
That's awesome. And you know, people are so busy these days. If you listen to a few episodes, previous episode that I published, The Lemonade Diet, The Master Cleanse.
Yes.
You know, I was talking about on that episode how, you know, I take 2 weeks off for health care. That's my 2 weeks off where I really just look after my body. I clean it out. And, you know, we really have to change this mindset of we're too busy and we don't have the time. Because a lot of people, like, let's be honest, you'll find the time to binge watch an episode on a series on Netflix. But we really need to take more time to look after ourselves. Okay, so if they were to start with the Qigong, how many days a week are they doing it? And like give us an idea of the length of time that they would need.
Okay, so like I always like to reference back to the programs I provide. So 10 minutes a day for 3 months, not missing a day. That's what I would recommend just to get the energy body back to where it is. Because when you're first starting out, you just have so many things to work on. I love that it's 10 minutes a day. I always tell people I'm working in my program is brush your teeth. And as after you brush your teeth, do your practice. I know you can fit 10 minutes in there. Set your alarm 10 minutes earlier. Like what you said, make the time for what is going to increase the quality of your life by leaps and bounds. You can do that extra 10 minutes after you brush your teeth. And then after that 3 months, you can kind of taper down to like maybe 4 20-minute practices a day or a week, and then taper down to 3 30-minute practices a week, but never go under 3. The reason why I say that is because our energy likes to go back to the old ways really quickly. So, you know, I understand if you miss 2 weeks, but get yourself back on to that 10 minutes a day again, and then ease yourself back into those practices. It's not difficult once you go through a period of time. So 6 to 12 months is what I'm recommending people do hardcore Qigong. Hardcore is really 10 minutes a day, because then their body will physically, mentally, and emotionally crave that practice that will no longer be work or a chore. They'll just want to go into those movements. Another thing to consider is once you learn the movements, you'll have them memorized, at least the top 10 memorized, and you can just do them wherever you are and not have to like schedule it. So that's what I do a lot. Since I'm actually working online doing major practices with my clients every day, and like I have a day where I'm not doing practices with a client, I'll just stop in my kitchen or I'll stop outside my house and outdoors, take in that energy and just start doing my movements freestyle.
I like how you said, do it after you brush your teeth in the morning. And that's actually, I don't know if we had this discussion when I was doing my initial program with you, is that's exactly what I like to do in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll get up, I'll go to the bathroom, I'll go brush my teeth. And then I would do my Qigong practice. Not only did it help me make sure that it was scheduled into my daily routine, but also I just feel better, and it was, I want to say easier, even though at times, I'm not going to lie because I don't want to sugarcoat things for people. Like at times I really did feel challenged because we were releasing things for me and sometimes it felt hard. But I also found, and when I say easier, I prefer to do it on an empty stomach.
Oh, yes. Yes, it works really good. It actually helps you digest once you do eat after Qigong too, because your qi will be flowing right, and your organs are processing your food better, your water better. It's very ideal to do it an hour before you eat.
Yeah. And so I found like back when Frances was doing her Monday night classes at the Healing Center, which sadly is no longer there, it was at a time, I think it was about 6:30 of an evening, and I would have dinner before I would go to the class because I also didn't want to eat dinner after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So sometimes if I ate too much before class, it was an extra challenge and struggle to process the class. So I think I do agree, like you factored this in the morning, but then not only that, how amazing is your day? Like how your day flows after you do it in the morning.
I tell you what, a great example is yesterday. So I was being graded on another Qigong certification yesterday. I was kind of annoyed by the whole process because, you know, there was an emotional component to it. The person that I'm getting certified from has stood me up 3 times in 1 year. So the emotion was actually tied to the Qigong, which is actually perfect for me to release, right? So he gave me a chance to say, you know, what was bothering me. And I was like, no, what? I'm going to work this out with the Qigong that we're doing together. Because I don't think that our emotions always, now, don't get me wrong, I'm all about opening up that throat chakra, especially for us women. But there is a time and place. A lot of these things we're having issues with or we're having a quick reaction emotionally to are nothing that needs to be discussed. They're really something that needs to be worked out in our own body, right? So we did this Qigong practice together, and granted, I was practicing all day too. So at this point, I was like 4 hours of Qigong. And so he just smiles and says, and this is, he's never like this nice to me. He says, well, I think you mastered everything. I'm ready to give you your certificate. And, you know, instead of me focusing on the emotions of feeling let down, that we all have emotions, you know, it's not always about us. It could be about the other person. Doesn't really matter. What matters is that we're processing those emotions in a healthy and then not an overthinking way. So I immediately trained myself. I'm not going to overthink or overfeel on this. Let's just do the Qigong. Afterwards, I had the best day ever. I just got so much accomplished. I felt healthy. I slept really wonderful last night. Like it all was because I am very sure of because of the moving meditation practice I was doing all day.
Yeah. I feel like I could talk about the emotional side of Qigong forever. Like one of the things that really helped me is stop being so reactive to situations.
Yes.
Like we're so quick to blame somebody else or just really get into that negative, lower vibration emotional state.
Yes.
And so now when a situation occurs, I feel like I'm able to just take a step back now and process it, think about it and not be so reactive to what somebody might say or do?
What it does is it helps you the most. You treat your vessel such in a sacred manner when you respect it by not exposing it to unnecessary, I would say, destructive emotions, right? When we use our emotions, we want them to be productive. We want them to be for releasing. We want them to be all around the center of the love energy, right? Loving people. That's the energy we should be in the most. We can't love others or love ourselves if we're wrapped up in all this other drama that life creates, right?
Right. And it also gives you a much more awareness of other people that you're interacting with.
Yes.
So if they are reactive to something, you kind of take, not only do you take a step back and you're not reactive, but I also find that I'm taking a step back and going, they have some trapped emotions. It could be trauma. It could be a myriad of things. And also just take a step back and send them love.
Oh, it's so powerful. When you change how you use your energy, you change all the energy of people around you. So I talk to a lot of clients that have a lot of toxic family or dysfunctional family patterns that have gone through centuries, you know, just down the line, the DNA. When I know the word toxic is overused, but it's a good descriptive thing to something that's not functioning. It's poisonous, right? You do not need to control and change other people. You don't need to say, you need to do Qigong. I mean, you can offer it in a nice way. But like, if they're not going to respond to it, you're not going to force that on them. But if you change your energy, you send them love, especially the difficult ones that you want to bop upside the head.
Oh, yeah.
Bop them upside the head with some love. You know, I know it sounds so corny, but I'm telling you, not only has I repaired things in my family, I've seen it in families I didn't think was going to be repaired by one person changing their energy.
Yeah. It's been such a blessing. Like, I think my marriage is so good because of the energy and work I do on myself. Mm-hmm. So I could be one of these, you know, wives that would easily pick a fight or get reactive or anything. But when my husband says something that might trigger me, I also know, oh, that's my trigger. Like, what's going on there? And then usually when I get together with Francis to do Qigong, we kind of talk these things out and go, okay, well, what was going on for me? Where is it stuck? And this is why I find it so important for people to have a toolkit of health products, like health modalities to use. So when things are going on and you're not stuck in it, it's so important to just not be stuck in it.
Yes. That feeling of being stuck in your energy, I don't even feel it anymore. If I do, it's for 5 minutes and I correct it immediately. And I think that's what the movie meditation practice has taught me, is stop, live in the present, release, cleanse, clear, and restart. I love doing that all the time. I do it all the time. And on some weeks, I do it more than others.
Yeah. Definitely. I do it more weeks, more times than others. Francis, I want to give people an opportunity to understand, like, you're one of the most amazing women I've ever met. And I am beyond blessed that we have connected and formed such a beautiful friendship and that you're always there for me. But if people feel like this is resonating with them, you have, and you could just be, you know, looking for Qigong, but you also have services for other practitioners as well. I want to take this opportunity to give people an understanding of the different ways you can help them. So we already spoke about the Qigong classes. Did we mention that? Yes, we mentioned that you can do them with you in person, but did we also mention that they can be done virtually? And I just want to remind people as well that you do offer them virtually.
Yes. So about 80% of everything I offer for Qigong is virtual. If you live local, we do outdoor Qigong during the more pleasant weather months. And I also do a free live stream Qigong, 8:30 p.m. Arizona time to 9 p.m. Arizona time. If you can't make that free by donation only virtual night Qigong for deep sleep, I will send you the recording to use at your leisure through the week on a night you're having a hard time sleeping or just a night that you know you need to get a lot of rest for the next day. So the other, like we discussed before, are in person. And I also teach Tuning Fork Academies all over United States. Just started doing that this year, but I've taught the academy locally for 3 years. And that teaches other practitioners how to use the modality of tuning fork sound. And then a little Qigong is mixed in there for them to not only make sure they're in a very healthy, cleansed state when we're working on others, but just introducing them to the world of sound. That's not just the sound instruments, it's specifically for the tuning forks.
And just to go back to your virtual Qigong class on a Thursday night, if you are listening to this in Australia, that is, and you're in Queensland on the East Coast, that is 1:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. So a perfect thing to do to stop and have a lunchtime break. I'm worried it might make them a little bit sleepy, but you do send out the recording, so...
Yes, yeah, so
that, to it that night.
So if they just they just send me an email, outlook.com, and let me know where they're located, I could just send it to them so they'll have it for that evening practice whenever they choose. I mean, some people do like to be on their live, but a lot of other people like to watch it at their leisure when they really need it. And there's a new one every week, and that is free by donation only.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And then retreat.
Yes, yes. So I've been a vegan chef at women's retreats all over and just started creating my own retreats, working in the spiritual side of it and also in the chef side of it. So we're currently designing some more retreats in Minnesota, Colorado, and then maybe some other tropical locations to TBD, working on women's health, both emotional health, spiritual health, and physical health, through several different modalities, things that people have never heard of, with my partner that helps me with the retreats, Julia Conrad, and also another friend of mine, Brenda Kay, Harmonic Healing. So everybody that I work with is in high-level spiritual work or sound work of some sort, and we collaborate together for these retreats. Most of those retreats are going to be next year because I am teaching the Tuning Fork Academies all over this year.
Yeah, big shout out to Julia. It's kind of how we met through her, and she's a dear friend of ours. And, you know, it was sad. We were sad when Julia moved away from Arizona to Colorado, but we talk to her every day.
Pretty much.
Every day we have a text chain that we're chatting and keeping each other updated in our lives and supporting each other and empowering each other. And that's the beautiful thing when you start to attend retreats and get together, and you know, even our Qigong classes, like we build these beautiful communities of women, and we have men too, and we love supporting each other and empowering and uplifting each other. I think it's one of the amazing blessings that comes with doing the inner work is the community that you get to have around you and support you.
Yes, and I just want to bring up something very important for everyone who's listening. Is let's not, after we work on ourselves, let's clearly state that we really need these young people coming in to be in a good state much sooner than us. You know, a lot of us are waiting till our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s even to work on ourselves. And we have these beautiful star children coming in right now in their early 20s, maybe their teens. So getting them into the practice of Qigong in a fun, modern way, and then introducing them to how sound can help them feel emotionally grounded and really use that creative soul purpose inside, that's what's going to create a better world for us to work with those types of energies. That's why I'm training practitioners all over, because really important to get them level and ready for what's coming in this earth now.
Yes, and tomorrow, which will be in the past when this episode is published, but tomorrow, Frances and I are really blessed because we will be at a community college for a mental health expo, helping reach some of these young people. I'm very excited because I really, you know, in full support. I wish you my anxiety journey started when I was 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we could just save them from all this, can't we?
if I had met you when I was 20 years old.
You wouldn't have wanted to know me.
we definitely have gone through very hard healing journeys to get where we are now, but we put in the work. And as you can see, we are in a really good place today. And so that's what my wish is for everybody else, is put in the work. It's hard. I mean, nothing's easy. It's like going to the gym. When you start a habit of going to the gym, that can be hard as well. Qigong is great because you don't need any equipment.
Yeah, and the big point I want to make with the Qigong versus the gym thing is I have so many clients that I call gym rats, right? They're always there working out. And I have many clients and friends that are like hiking enthusiasts, adventurous, you know, they're very physical. And what I find very interesting is when I work on them with sound and Qigong, they're deficit in so many areas of their body. Why? Because they're thinking that going to the gym is going to solve all their problems, or doing that workout is going to solve all their problems. Wonderful outlet. It's super valuable for the body, but they're not working on the whole body, mind, spirit balancing thing. And they find the Qigong very challenging. They find the meditations and the sound very challenging. But it's really what they need, as that, you know, it takes a village. We have to use all these different things for our health and our mental clarity, right? We have to use all these, not just one. So when I see somebody pumping iron at the gym, I'm like, you go. And like, I love it, but I also know that they're missing that aspect, you know? And when they find it, then it all really comes together for them.
Yeah. You really need that whole holistic puzzle of the body, mind, spirit. Or you do.
Yes.
You are missing a big section of your health and healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Frances, how do people connect with you after listening to this episode?
I think the best way to get more information that kind of sums up what we've discussed in this wonderful podcast, Holistic Hope with Amanda Kuda, is to go on www.qigongandsound.com. That's my website. Or email me directly, qigongandsound@outlook.com. There's also my contact information on the website. I don't really have social for my Qigong and Sound, but I do have a personal pages that I post all kinds of my activities on. That's Frances Star Graham, Frances with an ES, on Facebook, and then on Instagram, Freedom to Live Original.
Thank you. Please go ahead and connect with Frances and follow her pages and really just look at the amazing work that she does and give it a try. Come join a Thursday night class, or if you are locally here in the East Valley of Maricopa in Arizona, come to one of our outdoor Qigong classes. I'm always there. And Frances is amazing at what she teaches and what she does. And I love the sound bowl meditations we do at the end. Frances, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I love talking to you, of course.
Thank you very much, Amanda, aka Little Sister.
I think it's just so important to spread the word and message of Qigong and sound and the modalities that you have and the amazing woman that you are, and hopefully that we can reach more people and help them on their healing journey.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and connect with Frances, and we look forward to hearing and speaking to you soon. Until next time, stay well. Thank you for joining us on the show today. If you like this episode, make sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode.